Now, another thing that you think we don't understand very well is that difference between what you call the wounded culture, which in this case, of course, is the folks in, affected by the storm, and the recovery culture, that bureaucracy which rose up in its wake. And you experienced this firsthand watching Katie Williams, one of the family's matriarchs, try and deal with Road Home.
I watched it with almost everyone, and the family had difficulties. I wrote about Katie's particular situation because I was there for it, but I heard about it from everyone. Yes, the problem that I think has gone unnoticed because the details are missing, because we tend not to study the experience of disaster recovery over the long term. We tend to get snapshots and really not look at things in a time-depth way. And recovery, if it even is possible, takes a very long time. People reported terrible problems trying to deal with Road Home and FEMA on the telephone. They always got someone different. They didn't feel like they were understood. They had to tell their story over and over and over and over again. They had to explain themselves every single time. It was a terrible situation of having outsiders identifying what the terms of paperwork would be, what the terms of who would get jobs and when, and what the terms of, you know, life would be in FEMA trailers, and when the money would come, the compensation that people absolutely required to be able to get back on their feet. So the cultural gap had to do with different languages, different rules, different procedures, different expectations, and different hidden assumptions about what was what and who was who. So, you know, in a case like this, it is incumbent upon the people helping to try to work extra hard to bend their ears to the local dialect, to bend their understanding to the local needs, to understand what do people really need, what are they suffering from. And so what I saw was that there was this gap produced a kind of really severe sense of alienation from who people understood they were. They had no agency, so to speak. Social scientists talk about agency as a kind of force that makes you feel like you have some capacity to change things, to make things happen in a way that is a recognition of who you are, you know, your ability to make a decision or to choose from something. Those kinds of indicators of agency were just not there. And so people gradually got less and less empowered in this post-disaster context, and they lost some sense, vital sense of their ability to control what was happening to them. Outsiders were controlling it. They were dictating the terms of everything, and it increased the suffering, and it prolonged the suffering in ways that were completely unnecessary and made life difficult in inexplicable ways and in ways that are just an injustice to people who had done everything right and who were beautiful, hardworking, fully engaged people who did everything they could for themselves, but who simply were not understood. And I think that was a devastating revelation to me.
Now, those are some of the ideas that you hope policymakers and disaster workers will take away from this book, aren't they?
Yes. Yes. I don't know how to reach policymakers and the people who deal with post-disaster recovery, because it's not just people at FEMA. It's not just the state-level authorities who dispensed compensation in ways that no one can really make sense of. There were so many disparities. It's not even just the local governments that had all the permitting requirements that held things up so long. It's also, you know, honestly, it's many of the faith-based groups who come in with a template and come in with a sense of here's what we have to give you. What really needs to happen is there needs to be a whole understanding, a backing up and a whole understanding at every level of help, that where we start is with questions. Where we start is with what people say they need. And that would do so much. That would go so far to really help people recover in a meaningful way, in a faster way. It would help people find the strength through the comfort that they need at a time like this, that collective comfort, that cultural comfort, to empower them, to help themselves really move more swiftly through the steps that in this case took an uncanny amount of time.
Right.
And it wasn't because they weren't trying. They were trying.
Now,
the way they could.